Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel defends Alabama probate judges who refuse to participate in same-sex marriages. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this important issue. Matt, the battleground has now moved to the state of Alabama, and in that state, there is a clash between the Alabama Supreme Court and a lower federal court judge. This lower federal court judge has ruled that the marriage amendment is unconstitutional and has ordered all the probate judges in the state to begin issuing same-sex marriages. But the Supreme Court of Alabama, the Chief Justice Roy Moore, sent a letter and a memorandum and then later an executive order or an administrative order ordering the probate judges not to participate in same-sex marriages. So this is a battle that is heating up. Liberty Counsel is now representing probate judges who refuse to participate in same-sex marriages.
Yeah, finally, under the leadership of Justice Roy Moore, we have some people standing up, standing on the Constitution, and pushing back against this federal unconstitutional judicial imperialism that we're seeing here. And, you know, these federal courts, these rogue federal judges who are abusing their bench to push radical sexual anarchist activism here and try to destroy the institution of marriage and reinvent it. They're paper tigers, Matt, as you and I both know, and they're only as powerful as that which the people are deceived into believing they are. And this is a conflict between equally powerful courts, and this federal judge has no power, no authority to mandate, as you point out, quite clearly, has no authority to mandate that anybody marry anybody.
That's right. In fact, this federal judge does not have the jurisdiction to order all state probate judges to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. In fact, this judge has only a plaintiff and a defendant in front of the court. It's only in a certain part of the state, and that particular decision does not reach outside of that judge's district. Moreover, it doesn't go beyond the individuals that are involved in the case. So, first of all, the jurisdiction doesn't extend throughout all of Alabama. Secondly, these judges across the state were not parties to the litigation. This judge is well crossing the boundary of this judge's authority. Judge Callie Granati is a federal judge and already said that these marriages must go on. Well, there's some probate judges that say, no, I'm not going to participate in same-sex marriages. And the Chief Justice, Roy Moore of Alabama, has issued three things now. First of all, a letter to the governor, then a memorandum, and then an order that's an administrative order ordering the probate judges not to participate in same-sex marriages. So we're going to be right involved in it. We are involved in it. We're representing these probate judges. This is a classic clash between the federal and the state. And Matt, at the end of the day, this federal judge's order is not worth the paper that it's written on if the state refuses to enforce it. These orders are opinions. That's why we call them opinions. And they purport to give orders to people in front of the court. But in terms of the enforcement of that order, they have to rely upon the executive branch to enforce the order. If the executive branch here in Alabama does not enforce that order, then that means there's no law enforcement in Alabama that will force these people into compliance. So the real question is, will this judge try to acquire the authority or the participation, I should say, of the federal executive, which would be the federal authorities, to come into Alabama to try to force these judges? I think what we're going to see is the classic clash, the conflict that we should have seen some time ago. And finally, we've got an Alabama Supreme Court and a justice there that's willing to stand on the rule of law.
Yeah, all of these, rulings, they're like goats that have gotten out of the pen. You know, how do we round them up and put them all back? But it only takes one resolute executive, hopefully the governor of Alabama here, and Justice Roy Moore. You have the executive branch and the judicial branch in the state of Alabama standing on the constitutional authority that they have, as that given to them by the 10th Amendment. And certainly, you know, we, as you point out, Matt, we have a clash, and it's, you know, it's not something that's new. We've seen these judges, rogue judges like Callie Granata here, you know, and she's, Callie Granata is not a stupid individual. This judge has to know that the authority is not there to do this, but yet, here this judge is doing it nonetheless, and so finally we have people pushing back. I just hope and pray that other states will now follow the lead of Justice Roy Moore and start pushing back against this judicial fiat.
Well, we've seen the judges get completely out of control, not just on this issue, but over the past decades. And the problem is that when there is no pushback, either from the people that say enough is enough, or from the other two branches of government that push back, then what ultimately happens is you just fall into this pattern to assume that whatever the single judge says, that has to be the rule of law and it has to be followed. Well, judges have made mistakes, major mistakes, that have been cataclysmic and have caused significant harm throughout our years of America. Dred Scott was one of those. It ultimately led to a civil war where they said that blacks are not entitled to full citizenship. That ultimately led to a civil war and a constitutional amendment or series of them. And Buck versus Bell with the forced sterilization, that led to sterilizing many people around this country and also to eugenics, and then went over to Nazi Germany. And of course, Roe versus Wade. We've now killed about 57 million or so children since 1973. And it all began because seven judges at that time in 1973, and then five in 1992, said that there's some kind of constitutional right to kill your child, and they based it out of thin air because it's certainly not constitutionally sound. That and these others are decisions that clearly go off the beaten track, and they go beyond the Constitution. They go beyond and contrary to higher law principles. I think what we're seeing here is that same thing. So I applaud Chief Justice in the Alabama Supreme Court for holding their ground and standing on the rule of law.
Yeah, the memorandum that Justice Roy Moore sent to these probate judges is very powerful. It's rooted in precedent. He lays out the argument, lays out the precedent. It's solid as a rock. Unlike this judge Granata issuing this clarifying order and warning these probate judges that and she said this quote: "If the state is stay is lifted, the judgment in this case makes it clear that Alabama Constitution, the constitutional amendment is unconstitutional." But that's nonsense. That's her opinion. That's her ruling. The state courts have not acquiesced to this, nor do they intend to. And so Justice Roy Moore says, no, not the case. Do not. And here's where the probate judges could set themselves up for some kind of disciplinary action if they, in fact, obey this unconstitutional order by Judge Granata.
That's right, because they are state officers and they're under the authority of the Alabama Supreme Court. And the Alabama Supreme Court has already made known that you should not engage in same-sex marriages. You know, for a federal judge to say, or any judge to say, that it's unconstitutional to affirm marriage as the natural created order of a man and a woman is absolute nonsense. It shows that they've abandoned the rule of law, the Constitution, and that clearly conflicts with higher law. And we know what Martin Luther King Jr. said about that. It's an unjust law that really is no law at all. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org, or call us at 800-671-1776. Liberty Counsel is on the front line defending religious liberty, life, and marriage. And on this issue of marriage, it is a clash of civilizations. It's a clash of worldview. It's a clash against religious liberty. It is a moment in time for which we were born. We're here to engage in these issues. Don't get discouraged. Get encouraged and join with a ministry that's on the front lines, not just talking, not just complaining, but doing. We represent Nick Williams, a probate judge in Alabama, and other probate judges in Alabama who refuse to bow down to the golden statue, who refuse to participate in same-sex marriages. Join with us in your financial support. Without you, we wouldn't be able to get involved in these kinds of battles all over the country. But with your prayers and support, we can be involved in these battles, and you, by extension, can be directly involved as well. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.